Garrett will not be pitching tomorrow. He's actually tested positive for COVID. So he will not be pitching tomorrow.
And is anyone else on the team affected, or is he the only positive?
As of now, he is the only one.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's BetQL Daily from BetQL. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel.
It is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G. Let's dive into the American League here with some futures. You heard there the voice of Aaron Boone. We'll get to a lot of NFL later on. Andrew Filippone will join us later this hour from 93.7 in Pittsburgh. But Joe, Aaron Boone last night disclosed that Gerrit Cole will not make his next start. He is going on the COVID IL because he's tested positive for COVID, which is a big blow to the Yankees. We'll get to the American League as a whole in a second here and look at today's games. But let's just dive into the American League Cy Young race, which you and I were a little surprised. I guess it was yesterday when we kind of look at the updated American League Cy Young odds that Gerrit Cole was no longer the favorite before this. It's now, and it's moved again.
They just reposted this.
Lance Lynn is the favorite. He was the favorite yesterday before the news. But he's now almost, I'm not going to say overwhelming, but it's a pretty significant favorite.
That's overwhelming to
me. He's minus 145 to win this. So Lance Lynn, the obvious leader in the clubhouse here. Gerrit Cole now second at plus 260. Carlos Rodon, you and I both kind of thought he's a pretty good value there. Lynn's teammate at plus 410. All right, let's dive into the Gerrit Cole aspect of this.
Yeah.
I don't think this necessarily is going to take him out of the chances to win it. The question's going to be, and I don't know this, but it's obviously a worry, how does he have symptoms, right? How long will he be out? Will it be the minimum stay? And then, Joe, will he require a ramp up to get back in action? That's the question, right? If he misses two starts, that's not that big of a deal. If he misses two starts and they have to send him to AAA for a start or two to get his arm back in shape, that's a big deal. That could ruin it.
Yeah, he's still made 21 starts thus far, and that's with the tops. Everybody in this Cy Young race, the most is 21. It's in the range of 18 to 21 starts on the season. And the other name, Glasnow. And we know he's not going to get the award. Every time we talk about this, I feel so bad for the guy. And I know injuries happen, and we should be saying the same thing about Tatis and Acuña and all that. But he was going to win this award. If he was able to finish out the season, this was going to be his Cy Young award. He's still tied for the lead in WAR in the American League, right there with Eovaldi. So you're right. If it's a couple of starts, it's no big deal. I think we kind of do overreact, and I'm guilty of that as well because I saw the slide after the change with the sticky stuff. However, we do have to handicap humans. We always talk about this when betting on awards that are voted on. And let's say he's tied for tops in WAR at the end of the season. Let's say he's near the top in ERA, but he's not Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn is more than a full run better as far as ERA. And for Lance Lynn to be overwhelming favorite, because you're laying a price, it's minus 145. For him to be the overwhelming favorite right now, don't sit there and tell me that ERA does not matter. It matters to these voters. So you have to look at ERA as one of the top statistics when betting on the Cy Young Awards, 100%.
Especially when there's a gap.
That's the reason. That's the reason Lynn's a favorite. I don't think he's the best pitcher, but he's a favorite because the ERA says he is right now.
Look, if the gap was, I don't know, a half a run, 3/10 of a run, let's just say Lance Lynn was the leader in ERA, which he is, but the gap wasn't that much different. What's it, Lynn, now? 207?
207.
And who's second best? Cole?
No, it's his teammate, Rodon, 249.
Okay, 249. Okay, so it's a 0.42 difference. But in terms of Cole, he's basically a run better than Gerrit Cole. That's a big deal. Like,
what about a half a run? What about the Rodon difference? Because Rodon's right there.
Half a run, that's when I start looking to the other things. That's when I start looking at the other aspects of pitching that are just beyond ERA. Like, if it's a full run between A and B, that's a pretty big deal. That's a lot of runs over the course of a season. Really, I know we look at all these elements here. I mean, the number one job of a pitcher is to limit runs. Bottom line, like that's their number one job is to not allow runs to be scored. And no one's done that better than Lance Lynn. I still like Rodon, Joe. At plus 410, and the way he's pitched, it doesn't seem like he's slowing down. I know he's had so many injury issues, and I wondered, could he do this all season? Seems like he's fine.
Rodon should be the favorite.
Well, you should take him at plus 410. That's what you should do.
He checks the boxes. I get why Gerrit Cole's there because of the name value and Lance Lynn because of the 207 ERA. Where's he going to finish in the middle of the year, at the end of this year? My guess would be closer to mid twos where Rodon is at right now. And if Rodon can hang around there with a higher strikeout rate, I think they'll give it to Rodon. But see, the other part here is reputation. And Lynn has done this for a few years. This is the first time Rodon's done it. And if he can finish out the season, first time in a long time, he's actually stayed healthy. So the voters might give it to Lynn.
They might. And the other thing about Lance Lynn, I would imagine he is a safer bet in terms of, is he going to make every start the rest of the year? Is he going to pitch a lot of innings? He's a horse.
He's a horse.
Yeah, yes. I mean, Rodon has not been that. He's been it this year. We'll see if he can hold up physically throughout the six-month grind. If I had to guess one guy that's going to make every start the rest of the year, health permitting, you know, not getting sick, I mean, it's Lance Lynn. He's going to take the ball. He's going to go six or seven innings. Tony La Russa is not even going to look at the pitch count when he's out there, and he's going to do his thing. He's an old school pitcher.
Right. Robbie Ray is fourth. Is that where it's over? Is it a three-man race for 2 months, or do guys like Ray, Manaea still have an outside chance?
Yeah, I mean, Ray was pushing for a while. He's fallen off. A couple tough starts against the Red Sox. He was not very good
way off.
Not very good yesterday against Cleveland. Here's the one thing about Robbie Ray, though. He is capable of just like flipping that switch again and going on a run for six or seven starts where he strikes everybody out and he's really good. But I think it's fair that he's way back. I mean, I think there's a top three right now.
I think the numbers should be higher. He's 30-1 as the fourth favorite. He's two full wins behind Gerrit Cole and Eovaldi in WAR. That's too much.
Yeah,
it's probably too much to make up. Even though I like some of his metrics, he should have a higher number than 30-1. Manaea also 30-1. And Eovaldi's just staring me in the face. He's got the inflated ERA, but he's number one in WAR, tied with Cole.
And he keeps pitching. He keeps kicking the ball every fifth day. He's good. If I had to guess right now, this is probably a White Sox award with Gerrit Cole having a chance. It's going to be one of those White Sox with Gerrit Cole having a chance to sneak in there. But Cole's got to come back. He's got to not miss too many starts, and he has to pitch better. I don't think he can win it with an ERA over three. He's got to pitch better once he comes back to win this award.
Berríos, does he have a chance? He's got a 2.5 WAR, tied with Cease for ninth. He's going to pass Glasnow at some point. Is there a chance if they make a big push in Toronto?
Maybe. He had a great first start up there. He could be that guy this year that pitches his team kind of out of nowhere. He's the big acquisition that he wasn't talked about as much. He has a chance, but where is he right now? Plus what?
65-1.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good number. If you're looking for a way outside shot, I mean, no one else really stands out. Like, you got Berríos, you know, plus 6,500. I don't think Ryu at plus 7,500 is going to win. Montas, Shohei, Cease. I mean, now you're going to an area where, like, these guys have no shot.
Giolito. He's viewed as the one coming into the season, but he's going to have to pass multiple teammates, which you don't see happening.
Yeah, I don't see it either. So if you had to take it right now, I would take Rodon plus 410.
Rodon.
Yeah.
Rodon. I think so. Not a ton of value left in that, though. Not a ton.
No. Joe, let's hit the American League just as a whole as we talk about these pitchers, which will obviously impact the races, and then we'll hit on some games for tonight. You know, I don't think there's, well, let's just say there's not much that's exciting in either of the Central's over. It's the White Sox division. Mm-hmm. The West, I do feel is pretty locked up. The Astros are going to win the West. I know the A's are not that far behind, but I like the Astros. The real interesting part of this is the American League East and then the wild card spots. Now, we both felt pretty good about the Yankees yesterday. Then they went and got smashed around by the Orioles last night and lost Gerrit Cole. So maybe today we don't feel as good about them making a run here. But AL East. Rays took control over the weekend. I think the Red Sox are in trouble, Joe.
Why do you say that?
Well, their pitching has struggled. And now I look at it and I say, I think the Rays are going to just pull away. Like the pitching with Tampa makes me feel like they're going to pull away. I mean, if you look at the runs allowed in that division, Tampa's just like, I know the Red Sox score more, but Tampa just doesn't allow runs. Like they're going to pitch every single night and play their defense. And if you look at the standings and where the Red Sox are ahead of the Blue Jays, it's not that much.
Yep. Fangraphs says the Red Sox 87% chance to make the playoffs over on FanDuel. They are 15-1 to win the World Series. They are the fourth favorite behind the Rays at 11-1. But I'm drawn to these wild card spots. Well, first off, when we talk about the American League as a whole, it's going to be tough on two of these teams. Mm-hmm. For this 2-3 matchup in the DS, that's going to be brutal, man. There's going to be a strong push to get that one seed. At least that's how I would look at it. Let's say Boston does win the division, and you're talking about Tampa Bay and Oakland in that wild card game. You'd much rather face that instead of getting mixed up with the Chicago White Sox or Houston Astros.
Well, especially in a five-game series against those teams. Like, imagine facing the Astros offense in a five-game series. You could just get bombed in two or three games. Yeah. And to face that White Sox pitching, you could have the best bats in the league. And you could just get shut down by Lynn and Rodon and Giolito and just go home, 1-2-3. That's a chore.
Something I did know, there must be some smart money coming in on Toronto. We're high on the Blue Jays. We like the addition of Barrios to that rotation. So they have a lot of things that you're looking for a team to go deep into the playoffs. But my reaction was there must be some smart money coming in over on FanDuel because they have the Blue Jays down to 21-1, a number shorter than the Yankees. Shorter because the Yankees are 24-1 and the Blue Jays are 21-1. However, if you do shop around, you can find the Jays at 35-1. That's something I can get behind.
Yeah, it's think about where they are in the standings compared to those numbers. Like 21-1 is a pretty significant, like that stands out, especially when you consider they're not like they're behind two teams in the race for the second AL wild card right now, the Yankees and the Mariners. So I know we've talked about, we don't know what to do with them. They're all upset because they traded away their closer last week. But the one thing that stands out about the Jays is they should be better than this. Their run differential is +104. Like they should be better. I think the bullpen has killed them a lot this year, and they tried to improve that with Brad Hand and obviously Barrios in the rotation. If there's a team here capable of a big push, just like going crazy for 3 weeks, it's them.
Yes, it is.
They have the starting pitching now with Barrios and Ryu and Robbie Ray. I think their bullpen is improved. I don't know if it's great because I don't think Brad Hand is great anymore, but it's obviously they got a real pitcher out there now. And that offense is just incredible. They could go on a run.
So yesterday in the National League, we talked about the value available if you think the Padres downturn is going to continue. Now we have the Tatis injury to deal with. Yesterday, they were +190, no to make the playoffs. The Reds +310 to make the playoffs. Is there a yes or no playoffs in the American League that you're interested in?
Yeah, the Blue Jays. What's the yes on the Blue Jays to make the playoffs? Because that's the interesting one. Or the no on the Red Sox. Could the Red Sox fall off?
So Toronto to make the playoffs is +180.
Not great.
Red Sox no is +400.
It reminds me of the Padres yesterday, the conversation we had yesterday for the Padres. It was +390 to not make the playoffs in San Diego.
Yep.
It's similar. They're the same team to me in that they're probably going to make it. I realize where they are and what they've accomplished so far, but I don't love the vibes. And you have a similar team in the Reds are chasing the Padres. The Reds are playing really good baseball. And you have the Blue Jays as probably the most likely team to chase down Boston in the American League.
Yeah, I was just checking on the Yankees number because you would imagine that a lot of people have been betting into that over the last week with the additions that they've made.
So we've kept this conversation to the American League East contenders, right? Battling for this wild card and the division. The one advantage Oakland has is they don't have to play round robin division games against all these teams in the month of September. That's a big advantage for them. Like they have the Astros, obviously, and we could check how many games they have against Houston left. But think about the rest of their division. Seattle, they've overachieved. They're not very good. They have the Angels in that division and the Rangers. That's a big advantage. If I had to guess right now and bet right now, I'd say the A's are just going to get one of those spots just by virtue of all their division games in September, while the Yankees and Rays and Blue Jays and Red Sox all play each other.
Yeah, you're probably right. Fangraphs has them coin flip, 50% chance of them making the playoffs. The odds on FanDuel are 27-1 to win the World Series. While yes, that might be a play to make as far as them going deep in the playoffs, I don't see it due to the rotation. How about you?
They're. I feel like they've been more dangerous in past years. I mean, they're good. And I thought the Starling Marte move was really good for them. Like their lineup's pretty, it's good. But I don't think the A's have enough to get through Houston and Chicago. That's a lot.
A's to make the playoffs plus money at +110.
Yeah, I like that. think they're gonna. I think the division will put them in to the playoffs. This is gonna be fun. The American League playoff race is gonna be fun, and this Cy Young man, 410 on Carlos Rodon. That is just like. I think I'd have to take that just to feel better about losing my DeGrom MVP ticket. I got to do something.
Red Sox, no. Might Red be Sox, worth no. something.
Plus 400. On the other side, Andrew Filippone is going to join us. He is from Pittsburgh. We'll talk about the Steelers, their outlook for the 2021 season. This is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel right here on the BetQL Network.